Got Mama Joy Chauke, who is a big fan of football across the line, even with Banyana Banyana. Mama Joy, you were in Morocco with them.
Yes, I was in Morocco with them. You know, Morocco was hot, but also Banyana Banyana was hot.
And how was it? I mean, we were watching from home and it was just incredible. What was that experience for you?
You know, being there physically, representing all SA supporters, it was not an easy task. But I was there representing them, singing in the stand. I remember I was singing this song. Mona, 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 Aratela Masawana. And after the game, you won't believe it. Banyana Banyana, they were telling me, Mama Joy, when you are singing that song, we've been hearing you. And it goes to our ears, saying that we are not here to play, but we are here to take the trophy back to South Africa. It was so nice, and we did it in style. Banyana Banyana is here now at the OR Tambo International Airport. We are all here. Now we are forgetting there was a COVID. We are forgetting about the load shedding, the joy that Banyana Banyana is giving us. We are here to sing and chant for them, to say Banyana Banyana, we are happy. Since 1996, now it's 2022, the cup, the trophy is finally home. Thank you, Banyana Banyana. Thank you, Banyana Baruna. We love you.
How was the love in Morocco? Because we were a bit worried whether or not the crowd in Morocco would perhaps be hostile. What did you experience? Like, were the fans in Morocco? Because, I mean, Morocco had home ground advantage. Their fans came in their numbers. How did they receive Banyana Banyana?
You know, being in the stand, a stadium was full. It was in full capacity, but we were there, few as we were, supporting them. You know, you won't believe it. People knows Mama Joy in Morocco. After the game and halftime, all the fans from Morocco, they came to take pictures with Mama Joy. They were like saying, I didn't understand their language, but all they were saying is like, photo, photo, photo. Then I realized they want pictures, but I was there for them. I remember when I walked out with Dr. Jordan and he was saying, Mama Joy, they knows you, they love you. Just take pictures with them. And I was taking pictures with them. I thought maybe after the game, because Banyana Banyana has won, maybe they will be bitter. No, they were not bitter. They were bitter 90 minutes because they were setting these razors to us. They were lightning. The stadium was dark, putting anything in the stadium to make us like, you know, because they wanted that cup. I remember when after semi-final, we went for a training. They closed all the gates. They said Banyana Banyana is not training today. If you want to train, just go to this grass that is artificial. And then we were there. After 2 minutes, they pour water on us. But let me tell you, Banyana Banyana, they didn't care. They just sing, we were singing and say, you know, you like it or not, we are here to take our trophy. So Banyana Banyana, I am so happy because what you have done, it showed me as a supporter that you wanted that trophy badly. And here today, here we are, the trophy is here. You know, I'm so emotional today thinking that we have also qualified to go to World Cup.
Thank you, Mama Joy. Ooh, the passion in Mama Joy's voice. I mean, you wouldn't tell. She was on night, was it a 9-hour or so flight from Morocco? Ah, that's just beautiful, man.